Richard, you're welcome back to the studios of Highland as we look ahead to another year. You've already got one race under your belt. You'd have two runs out already on the bike, and you've had top 10 finishes. Tell us about round one, first of all, I suppose, before we look at the rest of the season.
It's good to be back, Oisin. First round there was last weekend at Silverstone, and the first round of the British Championship, so it's good to get back out again after a long off season, and we came away with two top 10 finishes, so definitely a good start to the season.
Has there been much change with your bike for 2019?
Well, it's the same bike as last year on the Triumph 675, but we got a few upgrades on the bike from last year just to improve the speed and the aerodynamics of it, and of course I've got a full years of experience under my belt, and especially around the track, so straight away I've have a better advantage and a better chance this year, and then also the team have got a year's experience under the belt as well, so everything's shaping up better so far.
And on that opening round in Silverstone, you could feel the change in the bike with the upgrades.
Definitely, I still obviously have to learn the track again, because it's been 12 months since I last rode it, but after a few, we had to run a different tire at the first round to make sure the tire would last for the race, so once we change the tires and it changed the setup of the bike, but it took a while to get the bike dialed in again, but to be fair, the team worked really hard and got the bike set up nice again and made me feel comfortable on it, and I was able to improve on my lap times and finish a lot higher up than 2018.
So you seem content with the start, and you're off this weekend, but you're back at it next weekend at Alton Park, and then you've got Donington. And I know from your Moto 3 days, there are two courses or two circuits that you like because you've had podium finishes on them.
Yeah, both tracks are completely different. Alton's a very, it's kind of like a roller coaster almost. It's really up and down hills and it's narrow, and then Donington's more a Grand Prix track and it's fast and flowing, but both tracks I really enjoy riding, more so Donington, but Alton, I got two podiums, one in the Moto 3, and last year, in the wet, I had good pace in the Supersport race, so both very difficult tracks, but it's the same for everyone, and I'm looking forward to getting out in them.
Yeah. How important is it then for you to have good results in the next two races, given that you've had podiums there before, you've had a good result in Donington, and you've had a solid start now going into it off the back of Silverstone?
I know, I'm still going to be, going in knowing, I still have to learn the track again, everyone else. Some riders have been testing there this week. We haven't been, just with the financial budget end of it. But, once we get the first practice over, it's the main thing is just to, get up to speed as quick as possible. Because I know the opposition, they'll be first laps, they'll be putting in close to lap record pace. So it's just about getting up to speed as quick as possible. And once, you get the first two practices over, you'll have a fair idea, whereabouts you're going to be at the weekend, and hopefully, the team, I'm sure they'll work hard enough and we'll just get up to speed quick. And, if we're thereabouts at the start of the weekend, for sure, come the end of the weekend, we should have a good shout.
Yeah. Does it get maybe not so much frustrating, but is there an annoyance there at times where you maybe have to work that little bit harder on the bike to try and get the best times, given that what you alluded to there, you don't have the financial backing as some of the bigger teams in the second tier of the British Superbike Championship have?
It is a little bit, whenever you have, some of the teams are factory supported, so that takes, everything's discounted and they can afford the more parts, and, we're a bit more restricted, but it's just, we still have a good enough package to do the job as well. It takes a bit more effort because, the bigger teams, there's more financial budget and there's less pressure in them. There's a bit more pressure in us, but, there's no reason why we still can't achieve podiums or maybe even race wins, but, it is a bit more difficult. But at the end of the day, if you have a fast bike and, you just need a fast rider to win races.
Mm-hmm. Well, how fast do you hope to be this year then, Richard?
Definitely I want to be looking at top fives every weekend, and I know as the year goes on, I want to be improving. I don't expect to jump into the top five straight away, but for sure, a few podiums is definitely what my target this year.
Yeah, and you have that 1 year behind you now, so you know a hell of a lot more in the super sport than you did 12 months ago.
Exactly, a full season now under the belt, and the guys I'm racing against, some of them are the same. They've only got a year or two, and then some of them have got maybe 10 years of riding under their belt. Like, you know, we have Jack Kennedy and Alistair Seeley. Jack's been in World Championship a few years and scored podiums in World Championship, and then Alistair Seeley's been in the class for maybe at least 5 years in BSB, and he's, you know, he's won the Northwest 200, and he's won many of other superbike races and stuff. So, you know, them two are the main riders, and then there's loads of other quick riders coming up as well through the ranks. So, you know, they're setting the pace at the minute, and every weekend, like at Silverstone, they're breaking the lap record every session. Like, so the pace is really quick at the minute.
Yeah. How do you get on with the likes of them guys in the paddock and at the big events? Do they be forthcoming and giving a young man like you a bit of advice, or is it game face on all the time with them?
No, the advice is very little. Like, they do talk away and we have the crack, but whenever it comes to, you know, asking about setup or advice, it's just, oh, I don't know. When yeah. they do know that, well, sometimes they don't know, but I know every rider wants to keep to themselves as much as possible. Like, and the last thing you want to do with your opposition is help them or give them some advice. Like, but no, they'll be good enough. You know, some of them will give track walks and help out, like, when they can, but at the end of the day, everyone's there to win, like, and you don't want to be giving anyone else an advantage.
Yeah. Unless you have a bit of downtime this week, what do you do to take over in between rounds?
This weekend I'll go motocross, and I'll be racing Sunday at the Pin Tavern here in Letterkenny. So that'll be, you know, a good warm up, and, you know, come then next weekend, you know, it'll just get me motorbike fit, of course, and then I'll do some cycling in between times and a wee bit of gym work. But, you know, just it's all about getting, like, miles on the bike, like, to keep bike fit, because a lot of people think, you know, well, it's just, you don't need to be that fit to ride a motorbike. And then whenever, like, you know, like at school, whenever I'd done the bleep test and stuff like that, like, I hold the record in our school, and, you know, people just don't understand, like, how could you be so fit and not even play football or soccer, like, anything that do with running, but still be able to go down. It's like, you know, I do cycling as well, you know, which is a good help. So, you know, people don't realise how fit you need to be to race a motorbike, like, and it's the same as, like, rallying, you know, you think you just sit there, but there's a lot more to it than that.
Finally then, Richard, exciting times ahead, Alton Park and Donington, as we said, up next for you, but it's weeks you're looking forward to.
Oh, for sure, I'm really looking forward to getting out in Alton Park and Donington again, and, you know, hopefully, you know, it all goes good, and, you know, and it wouldn't be possible if I, you know, the whole crew at Campbell Motorsport, and of course all our sponsors for supporting me this year, you know, so, you know, hopefully we can have a good season, you know, and I'm just looking forward to it at the minute.
Okay. Richard, thanks for coming on, and the best of luck with the season ahead.
Thanks, Oisin.